You're listening to a 95 BFM podcast.
Prepare your eyes. It's time for Viewmaster on 95 BFM Breakfast.
I just like let the sax come in for a second there. Because I put too much breakfast in my mouth. Hi, Latia. How are you?
How are you? I'm good. Liking that little...
Nice to have you in here, back in the role of Viewmaster this week. We had you in as a director to talk about your own fantastic documentary, which is out on the spin-off called K-Pollies, which people should go watch.
Check it out.
Go check it out. But what have you been watching in your leisure time, in your reviewer's hat?
Well... the Netflix series One Day. Ooh. I really resisted because I saw it all over TikTok and I was like,
I'm unique.
Yeah, I was like, I don't know, like kind of situationship rom-commy. Like, I was like, no. But I did eventually succumb and I was like, okay, I'll give it a go. It's actually really good.
Have you seen it, Stella?
No, I haven't, but I feel like I have.
Someone in the office was telling me that they had the exact same experience of being like, well, guess I'll watch the Zeitgeist show, and then was like, oh, turns out it's really good.
Yeah, I'm up to episode 8 and I feel like something... it's 14 episodes, which I found weird because I thought it was going to end. Then I was like, oh, hang on, I've got like 6 more to go.
Are they short or are they quite long episodes?
They're like... half hour.
Oh, so it's quite a decent length series. Yeah.
Yeah, because it's spanning a kind of friendship relationship over 20 years. So starting in 1988 and then going to 2008.
Based on a book. And there's another movie,
there's
eh?
There's an Anne Hathaway movie, which is not that great.
No, I have watched that.
We love Anne Hathaway.
We do. This is a well-established fact. No Anne Hathaway hate on BFM Breakfast. No, we have always stand Anne Hathaway.
Yeah, if Anne Hathaway has no fans, I am dead. But yeah, that kind of movie was a bit of a flop. But this series, I think because it's had the time to kind of expand that 20-year friendship relationship dynamic between the two main characters, it works a lot better in kind of fleshing out a lot of the emotional beats that the film missed.
Right.
But I think it's very in the zeitgeist of, you know, normal people, which is the ultimate millennial situationship.
It's giving normal people.
Yeah, that's sort of at the kind of pinnacle of it. But this one is really, really good, and I think because it is that kind of weird tension when you are friends, kind of first and foremost, and then, but there is that attraction, but that kind of waxes and wanes, and then other relationships and other people come in. But I feel like something intense is about to happen, and I've seen hints of spoilers online, so I'm a bit worried, but like
I'm
so far really enjoying it. I'm up to episode 8.
I'd love to know if anyone else has seen it. You can text us on 5395 and let us know. I'm a bit scared to see it because even the terrible Anne Hathaway movie did kind of rip me heart asunder slightly. This is no spoilers as well, but it's got some big emotional beats in it, let's just put it like that.
Lots happens. I think a lot happens, but
20 years of a life.
And I think the two main characters, so it's Leo Woodall, who people will recognise as the nephew in The White Lotus in season 2.
I knew I recognised him, but I couldn't pinpoint
kind
from where.
The strange nephew. And then Ambika Mod, who people may not be familiar with. She plays Emma, and she's really witty, really, really funny. I think she plays that character really, really well.
Yeah.
And I think their chemistry and dynamics, and also their differences, like they are... I mean, perfect rom-com, very different people, but like yin and yang
opposites
work together.
Yeah.
And I think I think that's what is really compelling, is their kind of banter together, because she's quite, she jabs a lot at him, which I like, so it's good. It's a good little series, but it is quite emotionally hitting. I'm like, oh, and I keep watching it. I'm like, next episode, which is a good thing.
I am interested to know, because Normal People as a book and as a TV series, I have some strong feelings about. I found it a bit too much, if I'm completely honest with you.
Yeah.
I was a bit like, oh gosh, that was depressing. But they're very good actors. No doubt about that.
Yes.
The sex scenes in it were, fantastically revolutionary for the way that they were
so good.
Using industry specialists to make sure it was safe. I found that whole conversation really interesting that came out of that. But I did find the actual show and the actual book pretty hard going because it was so serious the whole time. Is this a little bit lighter?
It is lighter. Okay. I think there's a lot more humour. I think yeah, there's a lot of the supporting cast, like Tilly, which is Emma's best friend, they add a lot of sort of levity to it. So there are serious things happening, you know, mother with a terminal illness. But it's not as, I think, as serious as Normal People. Like, that is quite an intense drama.
It hasn't got the blue wash on the camera that Normal People had.
Yeah, Normal People really hit somewhere and kind of hovers in you. This one is light, but it has got those
still poignant
beats. Yeah. Yeah, I'd still say Normal People is the superior show, in my opinion. Yeah. But I think this is a really good, something that plays on a similar theme but offers something different that people can get into as well.
Totally. I feel like I do want it on the record there. I think it's a beautifully constructed show. I just found it like quite an intense watch, you know.
As
Paul
Mescal.
Launched 1,000 careers. Yeah. Launched Paul Mescal's career.
A thousand
Paul Mescals. God, it must be Friday. We've all lost the plot this morning. Someone says that they really enjoyed it. They read the book, hated the Anne Hathaway movie, loved this TV series. Full circle moment for them. So there you go.
Awesome.
I think it is quite a fun one to watch with a flat. That's definitely how a lot of my friends have been watching it, is it's the new flat show that they're all getting together and watching.
And it's 14 episodes, so you can drag it out. Yeah, a good weekend watch.
Totally. If you get sick of watching Love is Blind or something, you know, you need something slightly more substance for your hangover Sunday, this could be the show for you.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you very much, Latia.
Thank you.
Have a lovely weekend. We will see you next week.
Viewmaster, only on 95BFM.
That was a 95BFM podcast. Support 95BFM with a B-card. Go to 95BFM.com/signup.